Hello?
Hi, is this Bianca?
Yes, hi. I talked to Joe, and we're going to move forward with it.
Okay. So, like I said, I do have all the information that I need to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's our client interview technician. Kind of verify information that we have off of the website, off of my notes and things like that. And, of course, you know, kind of get all the rest of the information that we need. And we can schedule that call for later on. That would be with you, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the best number for them to call. And then, like I said, I do need to read the voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer, so it attaches to your account, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, month to month, no contract, etc. Like I said, you can stop me if you have a question or want me to verify or clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Bianca, give me just a second here to get that.
And quick question.
Yeah, sure.
So, how long would you take to start working on the website?
Okay, so, well, you know, Google wants us to say 7 to 10 business days to get everything set up. My experience for the Google paid ads, it's usually 7 days or less. So for what we're doing here, it usually takes us about 3 or 5 business days for the website. Now, you said that the website was a Google Business website, but it says powered by GoDaddy. Is that something you guys built on your own, the KSS topclean.com?
I don't think we built it on our own. No, I don't.
Okay.
When I asked Joe, he said it was Google, but he doesn't really remember.
Okay.
But I wasn't working with the company at that time.
Right. Yeah. So what we can do is we can pull information off of that website and make a whole new website. I don't know why there's an extra S, KSS topclean.com. I don't know if that's...
Whatever you need to do. I wanted to see with you because for the inquiry, what I wanted to do... On the site itself, I wanted to build like a contact us inquiry, so if they do want to get into us, like contact with us, they can fill that out. But I prefer the main contact method to be through email, and then secondary, if they do need to give anyone a call, they can call the 239 number.
Perfect.
Preferably email would be the best option.
That's perfect. So what we'll do is we'll put on here a contact form that people can fill out, and that way everything is done by email, and also as a redundancy, the text message too. So you'll be alerted by text message to this phone number, not the business number, but to this phone number. You'll be alerted by text message when someone fills out that contact form, and then you'll also get the emails when someone fills out that form. The emails will be going to ks.topclean@gmail.com, and you do have access to that email address, right?
I do. If there is a way that, yeah, I know, you can keep that number. If I ever do need to change that number, because what Joe was talking about was he would prefer if messages were sent, like a text that a submission was sent would be sent to his number, but I would be responding on the email, if that makes sense.
Okay,
but
yeah, we can do that. We'll have, and is his number the business number, the 2575 number?
His number is the 239-241-0432.
Oh, the 0432 number. Okay. And then we'll make sure, though, that, and you do have the access to the ks.topclean@gmail.com email, so we'll keep that email
that
on there.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right. So I do have the voice verification pulled up. Like I said, stop me if you have a question, but it is pretty straightforward, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of the business as you want it to appear on online.
Okay.
I have KNS Top Cleaning, with the and being the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not A and D spelled out. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, and then Bianca, could you please state your full name and your official title within the business?
My name is Bianca Fonseca Sartorio. I am the secretary for KS Top Cleaning.
Perfect. And then as the secretary for KS Top Cleaning, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Bianca, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively, or Joe is actively involved in the campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to pick up the phone and contact you or Joe directly, we specifically request that you will agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, we are already aware of the Angie leads for the that was for the other company. The reason that we are asking, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for KS Top Cleaning. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your information is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect, yeah. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be creating that new website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I was able to apply, reducing both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, and of course with the new website being included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 28th of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. That $299 is an exact amount. It's a fixed flat rate. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls will come directly to your company. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, it is offered at will, and of course that does mean if at any time after the second payment you find you've got more service, more business than you can take care of, if you need to go on vacation, if you want to, you can pause the service seasonally, and of course you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. All that we do request to prevent charges to the next month of service would be that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. Bianca, that is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. When would be the monthly billing date?
So the monthly billing date is today's date, the 28th, and that will remain unchanged.
Okay.
Okay. And then that does conclude the voice verification, Ms. Sartori, I should say. That first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
A Discover card.
A Discover card. Okay. And is it the name of the business or your name on that card? How does
no,
that
it's J-O-C-E-N-I.
Mm-hmm.
The last name, S-A-R-G-O-R-I-O.
Okay. You said J-O-C-E-N-I, right, Jacini?
Yep.
Alrighty. And then you said it was a Discover card, so I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
6011-0102.
Okay.
7483.
Mm-hmm.
5415.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
It's December of 2025.
Okay, so December of 2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
415.
415. So I've got 415, 415 on the back, and 12 of 2025 or December of 2025 for the expiration. Was the card itself 6011-0110-2748? No, that's not right. 6011.
No,
I've got 6011-0102-7489-5415.
7483-5415.
Okay. All right. So 6011-0102-7483-5415.
Correct.
Is the billing address the 8850 Creek Run Drive in Bonita Springs 34135?
No, I believe the billing address for this one is 4918 Silvergate Lane. Apartment 306, I believe, and that is Fort Myers, zip code 33907.
33907, okay. Now, in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right. Give me one second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. Now, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, you can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, since our emails are sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did want to kind of walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Now, I'm not sure what did happen with that official transaction that our finance department tried to process, but it came through as an invalid transaction. So I'm not sure.
I think it's gonna go right now. They just emailed after.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, one of those. You have to give your approval for it. Okay, gotcha.
It said please reattempt immediately because it will go through.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I like Discover. You know, I have Discover myself. I've had Discover for years. I think they treat their customers very well. It's always a pleasure speaking with them, and they are putting things in place for our protection. So that payment did go through with your approval. I do have the transaction ID if you want, or I can email it to you, but I can give it to you now as well.
I'll take it right now. Let's see. Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. So it's a little bit lengthy, but I'll give it to you three digits at a time. It's 434-865-89276, just the last two.
Perfect.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, I have to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. They will call this number. Let me pull up what is available. It looks like if you want to do today, the only one that we have still open is 4 o'clock, if that does not work for you. If it does, I mean, it would be scheduled from 4 until 5. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. It would get to you a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone around 4:30. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. If not, we can do tomorrow, as early as 10
tomorrow,
or as late as
tomorrow.
6. Okay, tomorrow. So
tomorrow at 10 a.m. works.
10? Okay, so we'll do 10. We'll do 10 o'clock tomorrow. The same thing, 1-hour window. So to get you a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. At 9, you'll receive a reminder email an hour prior to that scheduled call. Our automated system will send you out a reminder email. And in just about a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That's to the email address that we have, the ks.topclean@gmail.com. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and no problem if you do. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then Bianca, did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
I received the text message.
Okay, so if you open up the text, it goes right where we want it to go, which is the local splash terms of experience. If you open up the email, you have to click on the click here. It's got the email and the invoice at the bottom of that email. So if you're looking at the right link, it's local splash terms of experience at the top. On the left-hand side, it's talking about the services, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
It's still loading. Give me 1 second.
No.
Well, you can keep talking. I'll dive into it after. You can keep
okay,
talking.
Yeah. So we are going to use the verified Google listing that's already in place. We will, of course, ask for managerial access so we can update information there. I think you said you wanted us to have that other phone number listed for the business. Of course, a new website and things like that. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well, the other major search engine. And, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the new website that we'll build for you, et cetera. Now, were you able to pull it up? Is it still loading?
No, not at all.
It is. It, don't worry. Hold on. Let me just press it. 1 second. Let me check.
That's okay. I'll go to notating.
The text that I got just said welcome. If you have any questions, it's the same thing that you said, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And
that's the welcome email and text.
I got it here.
Okay. I kind of wish the system didn't do that. It sends the welcome email and the invoice email at the same time. On my end, it kind of confuses things because I only need you to access the one at the moment, but the local splash initial invoice email has the invoice at the bottom. In the body of the email, it says, thank you for choosing local splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then if you click there, that's what we're wanting you to see, the local splash terms of experience.
I saw the invoice email. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. If you open up the body of that email has, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The click here is blue. That's hyperlinked to go to where the text message associated with that email would automatically go. Like I said, our system does send out, like, it sends out two texts and two emails at the very, very beginning, which, and that's why I'm holding off on sending that calendar invite.
I signed it already.
Okay. Is it asking you for a username and password?
Yes.
Okay. So, like I said, the username is your number, the 781, and it's, the area code's included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. You don't have to do it now, though, but the username is 781-363-2557. The reason it's asking you
for the... It's 2575.
781-363-2575. I think I did just say 5-7, but yeah, I have it as 2575. And I'm sending you out right now the calendar invite, and that does have that on there. But you don't have to worry about adding that now. The calendar invite's got the username, your name, or actually just Sandy's name, and then your phone number. But the reason you're being prompted to put in a username and password is it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access the tracking and reporting system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it now. It doesn't even realize that it hasn't been created yet, so it's asking you to log in with username and password. Now, once your client dashboard is created, so in the next couple of days, you will get by email and text the username again, which will always be your number, and then a default password that you can change if you like once you log into your account. But like I said, the client dashboard hasn't been activated yet. I think if you were to put in a username and password at this point, it would give you an error message. But we'll get everything set up and squared away, starting with the information that we'll get tomorrow and that 10 o'clock phone call. Like I said, although it's scheduled at 10, it will probably get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to make sure that you get that calendar invite sent out to you, so it's going out to the email, ks.topclean@gmail.com. Other than that, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. And, of course, we really are looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Our client interview team, someone from that department, our technician, will give you a call tomorrow. And, like I said, it should be at some point in that 10 o'clock hour, although it might not be right at 10 o'clock.
All right, then. I'll look forward to it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks again. A real pleasure speaking with you, Bianca. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.